Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do the show every week to educate you and to train you and give you the information you need to fight the insurance company once you've been injured and you have an injury claim. We cover different injury subjects each week. We're glad to do it. You can go to our website, listen to any of our shows, get any of our books downloaded for free. We have 6 books on our website. Our website is championsofthepeople.com, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call our office, 303-795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy of any of our books free. We'll also answer your insurance questions. That's 303-795-5900. Today, we're talking about the 7 ways that you can wreck your own injury claim. And it's kind of sad because think about this. You've been injured in our typical example is a car accident. You've been injured in an accident. And so now you're injured. Now you're going to the doctor. You went to the emergency room. You went to the emergency room doctor. You went by ambulance. Or if you didn't go by ambulance, you went the next day because most people, when they wake up the next day, can't believe the symptoms they have. So get this picture. You were rear-ended. It's not your fault, right? Now you're off to your treatment. Now you go to doctor after doctor after doctor. And guess what? The insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who creamed you, the one that sent you to the ER, one that sent you to your treatment protocol, that insurance company has strategies and a strategy to beat you. And some of those strategies we're going to cover today. We've covered a lot of them over the years, but some of them we're going to cover today because they're hoping and waiting to see if you make these mistakes. Think about this. You're injured. Maybe your medical bills are $15,000 and ongoing. Maybe you need lumbar surgery, cervical surgery, fusion surgery, discectomies. Maybe you have radiculopathy, radiating pain in your arms or your legs. You are in serious pain. You have serious trouble. It was not your fault. So these insurance companies are going to wait to see if they can beat you and see if you make mistakes. And this is not your area of expertise. It is their area of expertise. This is not an ordinary day or event for you. So we're going to cover 7 of the mistakes that you can make that they just let you make them. Think about that. They just don't care. They let you make them. They don't educate you. They don't train you. And then they're going to say, well, we're not going to pay you, or we're going to reduce your payout. You know, Brad? And so let's start covering this. But let's start at the scene, because one of the big mistakes people make is they don't call the police.
It is one of the biggest mistakes you can make. And I know a lot of people say, well, I'm on my way. It's a small fender bender. I didn't feel hurt at the time. The person gave me their information and assured me they would take responsibility. And I had an appointment to get to. 95% of your appointments, Gary, at least 95% of them, that maybe 99%. If you call and say, I've been in a crash or I've been in a car wreck, they understand and they give you time to get there. There's very few things that you just can't miss, or you can't have a few more minutes while you wait for the police. And yes, sometimes it can take a half an hour to an hour for the police to show up. But it's so, so important to have the police do an accident report. I mean, when I have people come into my office and go, well, I was in the crash and I got hurt and this is what happened, this is what the other car did. And, I ask them, okay, and we'll pull an accident report for you. And they go, well, we didn't call the police. It's kind of like the job just got 100 times harder. It's going to be very, very difficult. Yes, it can still be done. Yes, it changes the game plan. But it really, really is a way to wreck your personal injury case. You must get the police involved.
Don't ever let anybody talk you out of calling the police. And people have tried. They tried because they say, oh, it's my fault. Let's just exchange. Or it's my fault. Let's don't even get the insurance companies involved, right? And so do not let that happen. That's a huge mistake, because the insurance company later is going to try to blame you for part or all of the accident, try to minimize your damages, try to blame you for how the accident occurred. And if you don't have the police report, if you don't have some objective evidence, objective person there, no witnesses, it's going to hurt you. You are going to ruin and wreck your own case, period. So you want the police there. You want a police report. Brad, let's talk about witnesses, because sometimes we ask people that come in our offices, were there any witnesses? And they, oh, yeah, there were a couple. Did anybody get their name? No. Did they wait around? Yes. And so, sometimes even the police don't get those witnesses' statements. Sometimes they do. But you must make sure you have the witness statements.
Well, that's another one, the witnesses. If you can't get a statement, get their names and addresses. Get a phone number. The phone number is more important than the address. Get a way we can make contact with them. We've got to know who they are and be able to contact them. A witness comes by and says, "Oh, I saw everything. Here's my card, or here's a sheet of paper." You got to keep track of that. You can't lose that paper. You can't lose that card. You have to make it so that we can contact them and talk to them about what happened. If you're in a crash and it's bad enough that you really can't tend to some of these things, try to get a call out to somebody to come help you, or ask one of the passengers in your car to help you, or maybe even ask a witness to help you to get the information. Because this is important information, and it's going to make a lot of a difference when we start trying to approach the insurance company and we approach the other side and the defense lawyers to say they should pay money.
You know, with what I'm about to say, you're probably going to go, "You're kidding, Gary, you're kidding." So listen to this. Time after time, we've seen this. Time after time over the years. So the person gets out of the car. They say, "I'm sorry, I rear-ended you. I'm at fault." They tell the police they're at fault. They get a traffic citation or ticket. Then you make the claim with the insurance company, and the insurance company, through their well-trained adjusters, try to look for ways to blame you for causing part of the accident. Maybe you didn't have your seatbelt on. Maybe you didn't have your brake lights. Maybe they didn't work. Maybe you stopped suddenly. They look for ways, even though you were stopped at a stoplight and got rear-ended. No, the enemy. The enemy is the insurance company. Your fight's with the insurance company. The person who hit you has pretty much gone out of the picture. Your fight. So you need to know who the players are. You need to know who's on your side and who's not on your side, because if you make that mistake, it's going to hurt or maybe kill your case. It's that simple. So, Brad, when the insurance company for the at-fault party calls up and talks to the injured victim, you're the injured victim, you got rear-ended. Let's cover that, because a lot of people believe and make the mistake of thinking and believing, well, they're on my side. Well, they're trying to help me. Surely, this is an insurance company. It wasn't my fault. Somebody's going to help me.
Well, and that, again, you can't expect the insurance company on the other side to help you. They don't make their money helping people. They don't make their money paying claims. They make their money collecting premiums and not paying claims. That's what they want to do. They make their money collecting premiums and paying as few claims as possible. That's what they want to do. They're not going to help you. They're going to, a lot of times, act like they help you. They're helping you. They're going to say they need the information to help you. But the ultimate thing is they want to help themselves. They hold themselves as number one, and they hold themselves out as being better and the ultimate persons or entities that they want to have profit from this situation. And how do they profit from this situation? Well, they've already collected the premiums. The money's sitting there. They know that they've invested it, and they've got it in a situation where they're making money on it, on those premiums. So the way they take care of themselves, number one, and profit from this situation is to pay you as little as possible. Pay you nothing if at all possible. Try and blame it on you. Get you to go away. Use different angles and different paths that really, by law, if they didn't use those, you'd make more money, but they will use them in a way to make sure that they are paying the least possible for the negligence of their insurance.
So if you don't understand that at the very beginning, you're making a huge mistake. It's a mistake that's going to hurt you, hurt your family. You know, we have a lot of people that come in our office. They've been injured a variety of different ways: motorcycles, bikes, cars, trucks, right? Pedestrians, hit and runs. And we see it all the time. They make the mistake. One of the biggest myths in this business is, well, I'm an injured person and it wasn't my fault, so surely some insurance company is going to take care of me. Surely an insurance company is going to pay me. They're going to pay you for your injuries, damages, and losses. And they try to beat those down. They try to reduce them and mitigate them. They don't want to pay out the higher amount. They want to pay out a lower amount or no amount. And you got to listen to this. So sometimes the person says, "I'm at fault. I'm sorry. I rear-ended you." So now you make your claim. Now they're not going to pay you, and you wonder why. And now so you get an attorney, and so they force you into filing a lawsuit. And so here come the insurance defense attorneys, and they ask you questions about how the accident happened. Did you have a pre-existing condition? Why are they asking these questions? To save money. Why are they doing this? To save money. When you talk to the insurance adjuster, right, for the first time, it's a very important call. We've got a button on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can hit and listen to what our whole 30-minute presentation on what you need to know and say and do on the first phone call to the adjuster. But you're talking to them. Don't you think they're trained? Don't you think they know what to say and do? Don't you think they have scripts? What do you have? Who do you have? Bell & Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. You can call us at 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're here to help you. We're giving you the information. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. The Bell & Pollock Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys, injury and accident attorneys. We have over 30 years of experience each. If you come to see us, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We wrote a book on legal game plan. It's so important. That concept is so important. You have to have your own strategy and strategies to beat the insurance company, your enemy, your adversary, in this battle and war. It is war. You can win it, but you can't win it by hoping, guessing, and wondering, period. So, Brad, let's talk about another mistake people make, and we're talking about mistakes to how you can ruin your own injury case today by just not knowing what to do, not knowing how to approach it, and insurance companies rely on this. So let's talk about treatment, and let's talk about how they attack gaps of treatment. You've been injured, you go to the doctor, and then they look for, in your medical records, they look for gaps. What does that mean?
This is a basic premise of the insurance companies, and it's something they do to try to attack you, and that's that they look for your failure to treat the way they and their doctors would establish treatment should be carried out. Now, they always want to find out if your doctor had a treatment plan that you didn't follow. But before we even get to that, let's go at the scene of the crash. When the crash happens, when you're there trying to deal with what happened, somebody's going to come up to you and ask you if you're all right. And your response could be very, very important. It's going to be essential that you be able to address what that response is in a way that's going to inform everybody that you're hurt, or if you aren't hurt, that you're not feeling well, or that you're excited, or what's going on. And if you are hurt, that what your injuries are, and do you need to go in an ambulance shortly after the crash? If pain starts surfacing and you start recognizing you're in pain now that the adrenaline's worn off, the excitement of being in a crash, the problems you're having to deal with, or as the pain starts being recognized by your body and the injury is being recognized by your body by producing that pain, if you're seeing restrictions in what you can do, these are all things that mean to get to a doctor. Make an appointment for a doctor. Get to the emergency room. If you're at the scene of the accident, get to the ambulance. The ambulance is there for a reason. Even if it's not going to take you to the emergency room, you can do a report. You can discuss with them what your feelings are and what's wrong. They can do an initial assessment. A lot of times that initial assessment is not going to show much wrong with you. But that doesn't mean there's not a tremendous amount wrong with you. That doesn't mean you're not looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars of future medical bills.
You know, when you go to the emergency room and you have a sore neck and you say, I was in an accident, my neck is killing me, and they might do an MRI, they might do an X-ray, and they don't find any fracture, they don't find anything on the MRI, it's negative, and in doctor talk, it's unremarkable. And so the insurance company uses that. So they default to their diagnosis of neck sprain or strain, or the same thing with your low back, low back sprain or strain. And so the insurance company then says, well, you know, you had a strained back, so what's your problem, huh? I mean, you want to be paid for that? Really, that's their initial diagnosis. They work through. And if the pain and symptoms persist, then your doctor sends you maybe to specialists, maybe to a neurologist for neurological indications, all right? Maybe radiculopathy, maybe radiating pain down your arms, radiating pain, numbness, tingling down your legs. That was what we're talking about. So you can go from a diagnosis of a initial sprain or strain to a facet joint injury requiring transforaminal epidural steroid injections. Different picture. But the insurance company says, ah, in the beginning you were diagnosed with sprain, strain of your neck, so we're not going to pay you very much, right? I mean, look at the picture we're talking about today. These people know what to do. They're hoping you don't. You know something, I met with a new client and said to you, I'm going to show you exactly right now, early on, I'm going to show you how the insurance company is going to try to beat you. It was over an hour and a half meeting. So you can become educated. You need to be trained. You need to know what the playing field is. You need to know who the players are. You know, Brad, let's talk about the forms that you fill out. You go to the doctor's office, and another way they attack and how you can ruin your own injury claim is if the doctor has you fill out a questionnaire or an oswestry form or have a stick figure or an anatomical body figure. And where do you hurt? Put down where you hurt. And how do they attack that? How can you kill yourself not even knowing what you're doing wrong totally innocently?
Okay, look. Doctors see people all the time. They see many people in a day. A lot of times your record that you fill out on June 1st of 2018 isn't even going to be reviewed until sometime in 2019. And at that time, that record is going to be the only actual piece of paper record that identifies what injuries you were telling the doctor you had, what pain you were telling the doctor you had, what restrictions you were telling the doctor you had. Now, it's pretty commonplace when people come in to their appointments. A lot of times they don't have a lot of time before they get called to the appointment into the room. They go into the waiting room. They're given a form. They say, fill this out. And you start filling it out. Now, maybe you're being distracted because there are other things going on in the room. Maybe you just don't feel like it at that time. Maybe you're in too much pain to do it. Maybe you get called into the doctor's office before you get that form filled out, and it's only partially filled out. All these things can happen. At times, you just don't give it enough significance and importance that you should be giving it. And next thing you know, you've left things off. So instead of showing all the pains you have, or because that day you're feeling pretty good and you're in a good mood and everything seems to be going right in life, even though you have these pains, you downplay the significance of your pain. You forget that night before that you were living with an 8 out of 10. You didn't know if you were going to get to sleep. You drug yourself to your bedroom, and you finally got to sleep. You got to sleep the whole night. You woke up. You're going, wow, the sleeping in that hot shower made me feel a little bit better. So now you're thinking my pain's at a 4, when just the night before it was at an 8, and you haven't had a chance to see what your pain's going to be. All that's going on, and so you don't have the right information. You don't have all the information on the form, and the doctor sees you and you don't, and maybe you tell the doctor these problems, but the doctor doesn't write them down. And so you go through all this, and a year later, defense counsel looking, saying, you didn't say your neck was hurting on this form. You didn't have it on here. If your neck was hurting, you most certainly would have put it on this form. You would have said something. And you're saying, well, here's the problem. Nobody's going to believe you from the defense side. The insurance company's not going to believe you because they want anything they can to try and say you're a liar, to try and say you're a fraud, to try and say you're trying to steal money for them. So they're not going to believe you, and the doctor's not going to remember because they see so many people. So you must make sure you are complete with those forms. You're accurate with those forms. You put as everything on those forms. You identify your pain level, not just for the brief moment when you thought it was at its best in favor of you, but the pain level that you're living with that is actually true. Even if you have to do a scale on good times, it's a 4, and on bad times, it's a 7. And try to be as accurate as possible so that when those forms are reviewed by everyone else, we have a true picture of what your injury is.
Don't you think that you would want to know how to approach this early on in your case, early on right after the accident? Don't you think you would want to know what the traps are and the pitfalls are? The insurance companies, we've said it many times, they're trained. They know this already. This is just an ordinary day and event for them. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. Wouldn't it be helpful, refreshing, knowledgeable to have all this information right at the beginning so you know what the playing field looks like and you can legitimately help yourself? And we're not talking about making things up. We don't do that in our law firm. We're not talking about fabricating things. We're talking about legitimately, thoroughly, truthfully reporting your injuries and understanding the rules and what's happening. Let me give you an example of an innocent mistake people make, okay? And I'm going to show you how the insurance companies try to use it against you. You go to a doctor, you've been injured in a car accident, you fill out their form, and they say, did you ever have any back pain before, low back pain before? And you put no. And you forgot that 11 years ago, you went to the chiropractor twice because you kind of sprained your back out in the backyard working in the yard or playing with your children or some activity. You forgot about that. So that didn't even trigger in your mind that was a pre-existing condition, right? You even forgot about it. And then you put on their no. And so then the insurance company, then through their lawyers or through their attacks, say, wow, you never reported this. So they imply or state you're lying. So they imply you're not being truthful. They imply or state you're a poor medical records historian. So how can we trust you? Because you did have a back problem 11 years ago. And you can stand on your head and say, I didn't remember it, I didn't forget it, and they're going to help go on those records. Wouldn't it be nice to know this is what's required of you at the very beginning? You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? Telephone number 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, we do a lot of these shows in the mountains. You can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can email us. Why do we do these shows? To teach you, to help you. We've helped injured victims put their lives back together again for over 30 years. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We've been partners for over 30 years. We've helped injured victims and their families. And let's be honest here. When somebody's injured in a family in a car crash, it affects the entire family. If it's the breadwinner or if it's a significant person in the family, it can be a mom that works at home, stays at home, raises the family. It affects the family. Don't think it doesn't. So you need help, you need advice, you need counseling, and you need to go to an attorney. Brad, let's talk about another mistake people make. And one of the big ones, one of the huge ones is they don't go to an attorney early enough. It's a no-brainer. It's free. They don't go to an attorney. They don't see what their rights are. They're hoping and they're guessing.
Right. Now, you see these commercials on TV where the attorneys are saying, well, we're open at nights and we're open on the weekends. Bell & Pollock has an answering service. We're open. We can talk to you anytime, 24/7. But you see some of these attorneys that imply if you don't call them from the accident scene, by gosh, you're too late and your case is ruined. No, it's not. Now, you don't have to do that. You can take the time to call, to look up your attorneys and find a good attorney and call the attorney. You don't have to rush to that first one and, oh my gosh, I've got to call you. Now, Do you want to call an attorney promptly? Yes. Should you call an attorney prior to speaking with the adjuster? Yes. Should you get an attorney on board? Yes. Now, you know, and I would advise you to talk to an attorney. If what you're getting from the other firms you're calling is, or from whoever you call, is an investigator and somebody who's just going to try to sign you up, you might want to think twice about that. Get yourself an attorney on the phone. Ask to speak with the attorney. Have the attorney explain what's happening. Explain what you should do between the time that you've called them and the time that you're coming in to see them. Do this before you fill out any papers for the insurance company. Do this. It's all right to call your own insurance company and make a claim. And the other side has probably done that, and their adjusters are on a rush to talk to you because they want to talk to you. Put them off. Say, I'll talk to you right after I talk to my attorney. Call, and then find your attorney. So it's not like you've got to rush within hours, but is it important you talk to the attorney before you talk to the adjuster? Absolutely. Get a hold of the attorney. And in our office, a lot of times you get a hold of us, we'll talk to you, we'll tell you not to talk to the adjuster, refer the adjuster to us. We'll tell you what you should do to begin with the property adjuster to start down the road to getting your car fixed. Stay away from the bodily injury adjuster so you're not dealing with them. Get to us first. Talk to us. We can talk to you on the phone. We can make an appointment for you to come see us. You're going to sit down and talk to an attorney. We're going to get you taken care of so you don't make some of the mistakes that insurance companies like to have you drop into as far as a trap.
Right. And there's no high pressure when you come to Bell and Pollock. Look, the reason we do the show is to teach you and educate you. If you come into our law firm, it's free. We give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your accident, your medical condition, your injuries. Right? That's what happens. It's a no-brainer. And if you don't do that, you're going to make some fatal mistakes in your case. They're going to hurt and or kill part or all of your case. It's a no-brainer. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We're on your side. We represent victims of accidents. We represent injured victims. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And anywhere from the comfort of your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your computer, right? You can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.